Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And come on, we can do this together, right? In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And you all want to be part of the solution, don't you? Yeah, and the only way, come on, really, seriously, the only way to really do that is to get involved. Because if you get involved, you get information. Don't just spew what everybody else is spewing. Seriously. So you get involved, you get engaged, you get the information you need. Now, when you're sitting down with one of the distinguished Democrats that you want to talk with, you won't be just yelling at them and calling them stupid like the other side does. You'll actually be able to speak to them. You'll be able to give them facts, and if they don't accept the facts, it's not your headache. It's just like you put food in front of them. If they starve to death, not your problem. It really is that simple. I know some of you don't believe it is, but it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. After the break, Dan Pilla, the tax guy, is going to join me. And, you know, tax season is really all year round. If you're not paying attention, you don't know what you're doing, and you're not ready for, like, these stimulus checks that are coming, going to catch a lot of you off guard. Those of you that are collecting unemployment are going to catch a lot of you off guard. You know, with taxes. And, you know, the payroll holiday that they're talking about, how many of you know that, you know, after the holiday, the credit card bills start coming in, right? Isn't that usually what happens? You get a little carried away. You don't realize how carried away you are until you actually get the bill. Think about it. And that bill has to be paid. Think about it. You have to pay the taxes on that. So if you get a tax deferral, you could end up paying $1,200, $1,500 in taxes you had no intention of paying. Right? All they're saying is, remember, it's a deferral, not a forgiveness. All they're saying is you don't have to pay these right now. You can pay them later. Let that sink in for a second. Although, another good news, a California judge says that MacArthur can hold indoor church. Right? Now, we have gone back and forth and back and forth on this. A California judge said no. They brought it up to the high court, said yes. They had a California judge said yes. They brought it to another judge who said no. You know, they can't have it. But there's a little confusion going on in the L.A. Municipal or L.A. Superior Court. They can't decide whether there's an actual court order that keeps them from meeting. It's wonderful. So they can't even get it right themselves. Which I just find that is just so much proof that they really don't know what they're doing. Right? And now that all this is bouncing back and forth, John MacArthur, who has never been political to speak of, right? He finally is the one to start pushing. He's the one to start telling people, stay open. do not close these churches down on Sunday. We need to be worshiping God. We need to be with God. Not that God has only found the church. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying here. But the Bible does tell us not to forsake the gathering together, and not on Skype or Zoom or something like that. See, the Bible doesn't say when somebody's sick, okay, or to lay hands on somebody through the television set. It doesn't say that. Now, Pastor MacArthur, the head of California's Grace Community Church, he told Todd Starnes that the state's court of appeal that upheld a ban on indoor services last week was really a win for us, because the turnout on Sunday was overwhelming. So people were told they couldn't go to church, and what do? They went to church. So MacArthur was worried about, you know, he didn't want the police to get in trouble. He didn't, you know, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to be right about it. He said that he received an internal memo from the LAPD reassuring him that officers would not be showing up to enforce any health office mandates. Any decision that you make with regard to sanctions on any church, don't call us. We will not be involved. Chief of Police told me that there's no scenario where the police will shut down Grace Church. Now, I've been to, let's just say I personally know of churches where sheriffs have been in on Sunday, no mask, can't tell you if they're 6 feet apart or not. He said, we did what we've always done, he said. He said, the church opened. It opened up its gym. It's opened up its family center. It's opened up the chapel. Right? It's got all kinds of stuff. It's got a 3,000-person worship center. I'm a little disappointed because the other church that I went to for years, years and years and years, which is in Los Angeles, they are not having on-site services. Which, I'm telling you, at this point, I think is wrong. At this point, I do not believe this is simply for the health of the people. I'm not buying it. There's too many other things that are going on that are being allowed to go on. You know, as some of you know, I'm a trustee on a school board. We're keeping kids out of school. The worst thing you do. Why is it that the government, especially the loons, want us separated? That's what it is. Look at it. They want us separated. They don't want us together at church. They don't want us together at school. We can't gather at our clubs and or home Bible studies. Why don't they want us together? Dan Pilla joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You're listening to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE. 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me just bring them on because, you know, again, you got to get this information. You got to understand it. You don't want to get burned. The tax people don't play games. And it's not fun when you have to deal with them. Seriously. Hit the clock, and we're ready to go. All right, one of my favorite guys to have on the show with me, Dan Pilla. Yeah, I would call him the founder and main tax man at Tax Help Online, and I always appreciate his time with me. And you got to head over to the website, not now, write this down, do it later on, taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. He was a great help to me, and I'm going to tell you that story here shortly, not today, because we got a lot of stuff to get through today. And Dan, thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, apparently there's another holiday that we just, at least I just found out about it, right? It's called the payroll tax holiday. Now, you and I were talking during the break before we got started that, you know, every holiday has a bill afterward. You know, a lot of my friends, they're pretty excited about the fact that, you know, he's going to give you a payroll tax, give the employer or the employee, I'm not quite sure, you're going to explain this in a second, but I tell people all the time, somebody's got to make this up somewhere. Somewhere down the road, you can't give these people all this money. You can't help these people out that are unemployed without the money coming from somewhere. So what is a payroll tax holiday? Explain that to us that are...
Well, yeah, this was one of the administrative steps that the president took on August the 8th. He issued this, it's called the presidential memorandum, Joe, that he issued that granted a payroll tax deferral. Now, note the word deferral, all right? So this is not a tax cut. It's not a tax savings of any kind, all right? It's not a tax deduction. It's not a rebate. It's a deferral, all right? That means you still owe the tax. It has to be paid at some future date. So you made the statement that every holiday comes with a bill when the holiday's over. Well, this particular holiday, you get to put on your IRS credit card, all right, because it's going to come due after the deferral period. Now, here's how this thing works, Joe. This is a deferral of Social Security and Medicare taxes that the employee owes on his wages between September 1st and December 31st. All right, so what that means is every employee has 7.65% of their paycheck taken out for Social Security taxes and Medicare taxes. All right, we're not talking about income tax withholding. This memorandum has nothing to do with income tax withholding, so your normal income taxes are still going to come out of your paycheck every month. But what's happening is now the employer and the employee have an option, this is an option, to not pay the Social Security and Medicare taxes, that 7.65% of wages, between September 1st and December 31st. Now here's the thing. This only applies to people that are making under $104,000 a year, so it doesn't apply to everybody. It only applies for that four-month period of time, September through December. I guess is that 5 months? September, October, November, December. 4 months. I was right the first time. All right. And it has to be paid back after December 31st. So, in the quote unquote best case scenario, if the employee and the employer elect to do this, and you're making the maximum of $104,000 a year, basically you're going to get about $2,500 in additional take home pay during this period from September 1 to December 31. But you will owe it back to the IRS after December 31st. So, you know, you owe it back without penalties and interest, Joe, but you still owe it back.
And those things, are they going to hit you all in one lump sum on April 15th? Is it something you'll be able to pay out?
This is what's not clear. The order is completely silent on how it has to be paid back. The order did direct the Treasury Department to create some procedures, which we haven't seen yet. So I don't know what the Treasury is going to do about this. This is my suspicion. I wrote an article on this that was published earlier in the week. And in the article, here's what I said was, my suspicion is that it's going to be due on your 2020 tax return, which has to be filed by April 15th of 2021. So the question is, what do you do with the money? I mean, if, first of all, again, this is optional. So let's be perfectly clear here that as an employee, you don't have to have this done, and the employer doesn't have to do it. Both have to consent to this. So even if the employee wants the extra $2,500, the employer is not required under this order, Joe, to stop the withholding. And here's the thing that's important. I mean, there's a lot of directions to go in here with this thing, but here's the thing that's important to understand. And this is for the employers that are listening to us now. Every employer is liable under the Internal Revenue Code for the employment taxes on their employees if those taxes are not paid, even if the money is paid to the employee. So here's what employers need to wrap their heads around, and this is a bizarre rule of law, Joe, but it's absolutely a rule of law, and that is if you as an employer pay the employment tax to your employee, in other words, you give them the money, you don't withhold it like you should, but you give them the money, and they don't pay the bill, you're liable to the IRS for the tax. Right? So the IRS can actually go in two different directions to collect it. They can't collect it twice, Joe. They can only collect 100% of the liability, but they can get it from either you or the employee. And so you as the employer are liable for this bill if it doesn't get paid. And so this is why I say to employers, you have to consent to this also, not just the employee telling you, I want my money, don't withhold, you know, I'll worry about it in April. No, you got to consider the fact that as an employer, you could be held responsible for this money and the IRS could chase it from you. So think about this for a minute, Joe. Let's say you got 10 employees. You know, and let's say we're dealing with a maximum of $2,500. It's actually $2,560 is the max. So 2560 times 10, that's 20, of course, that's 25, almost $26,000 that you as the employer could be on the hook for if these people don't pay their taxes.
God. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. That's enough for people to go throw up and come back, especially for small businesses. Don't go far. Dan Pillow with me, the taxman as far as I'm concerned, as we're at the break, go to Tax Help Online. TaxHelpOnline.com. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you something. We're back at it. Hopefully we'll tell the story one of these days, but seriously, you know, Dan was such a great help to me personally, great help to us with something that went on in our lives, and I think we're done with it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's now day four of the Democratic National Convention, and Joe Biden will take center stage
as he officially accepts his party's nomination for president. The first night of the convention featured First Lady Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden and former President Bill Clinton headlined the proceedings on Tuesday. Wednesday night featured Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris and a speech by former President Barack Obama. Tonight, Senator Cory Booker, Governor Gavin Newsom, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and others are expected to speak before the former Vice President takes the stage. As this is the final night of the Democratic National Convention, next week the Republicans will take the stage with President Trump and the Republican National Convention. We'll keep you updated with all the information right here at USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed
her. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, seriously, you pay attention. There's a lot of gutches coming up in the next tax season. And I don't want you to get hurt. I really don't. All right, we're back at it. Hopefully you've cleaned up the mess that you just made. And, you know, we're talking about some of you who are employees, some of the things you're going to be looking at this quote-unquote payroll tax holiday, which you're going to be looking forward to April 15th, 2021. And then you're looking at, again, you employers, you small business people. I know a lot of you listen to the show. And what you could be looking forward to, and Dan just kind of floored me a second ago with something I kind of knew. In the normal course of the day, but you know, Dan, you were saying that. First off, I love having you on the show with me. We get so much good feedback and response and good information, and so if the employer pays the money to the employee, right, doesn't withhold the money, but actually pays it to the employee. When it comes around the tax time, if the employee doesn't pay it, I'm on the hook for that. Correct.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Joe, and that's not a theory, man. That's a plain rule of law. It's in the Internal Revenue Code, and it's the foundation on which these employment tax assessments are made. You know, the federal law makes employers affirmatively liable for these taxes, and that's the leverage that the IRS uses to make sure the employer does the withholding.
So, yeah, none of the normal day to day, if you would, rules and processes of the IRS have been, again, for all intents and purposes, none of them have been paused or what have you, or wiped out. I mean, technically, the president can write this, but the IRS will still find ways or still have to work within the boundaries of the law, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in fact, I want to be perfectly clear about this, Joe. And in fact, this was in the back of my mind as I was talking before the break is, you know, what are they thinking here doing this? Well, there's no pretense whatsoever, Joe, that this is even an executive order. All right. It's not titled an executive order. It's titled a presidential memorandum. All right. So it's just simply the president asking the Treasury to make this particular move, and there's some legal authority for the Treasury to do some things, and the President invokes that legal authority. Okay, fine. And so you got to ask yourself, well, what is the purpose of this? If it's not really tax forgiveness, if it's not a tax cut, if it's not a rebate, then what's the point?
Right.
Well, the point, very simply, is and this is just my opinion. Now, there's nothing in the memorandum that says this, but this is just me talking. I think what's happening here is the President was just trying to kick the Democrats in the groin here to get something moving. He's been talking about really for 5 months, 4 months since this pandemic thing has been cooking. He's been talking about a payroll tax holiday in the legitimate sense that there would be an actual cut in payroll taxes. But of course, the Democrats won't go along with that because Social Security, Medicare taxes are responsible for about 35% of all the federal budget. 30% of all the federal revenue collected, Joe. So it's a big part of the wheelbarrow of money that rolls into the federal government every year. And so to just simply cut those taxes, eliminate those taxes, even for a short period of time, would have a massive impact on the deficit. And not that Democrats are afraid of deficits. That's not it at all. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they want the money, and they want to make sure Democrats want to make sure that you don't have your own money to take care of your own responsibilities with, because they want to make sure that you're broke enough so that the government is there to take care of you. That's their thinking. And I don't apologize for that either, by the way. But that's how they think, and so that's what's driving this thing. So really, I just think it was a let's call it a presidential kick in the groin. That's what I think was going on.
Dan, first of all, people, if you want more information on this, Dan's got a great article up on WND.com. Just Google his name; it'll come right up for you. It's Trump's paycheck withholding change. It's not a tax cut, but there's going to be. Excuse me. Hold on. I'll fix that after. There's going to be a tax cut. There is going to be a tax owing wave coming up here. When you talk about the money that's been deferred for employees, for employers, the Payroll Protection Act, all that, at some point in time, the piper's going to show up for his money. Is he not?
Oh yeah, there's no question about it, Joe. That's absolutely true. And let's just set this aside for a second. And let's just look at the totality of the circumstances that are going on out there. There's tens of thousands of businesses that are closing down every week out there. There are hundreds of thousands of businesses that are never going to come back. I'm sure a lot of the businesses, once this thing is over, assuming it is over, are going to try to come back. But there's millions of them out there, Joe, hundreds of thousands anyway, that are not going to come back. And the question is, what kind of liabilities did these people incur during the period of time they were trying to operate? The IRS the IRS is not going to just simply look the other way with this stuff, Joe. When the returns get filed and the taxes get assessed, the collection machine starts.
Right.
The IRS is going to be in your face. They're going to want the money. There's no question about it.
Now, all right. So with that brought forward, let's talk a little bit about a lot of small business, a lot of small restaurant owners right now, guys that I really love and have been around for a long time. I read an article recently in the Wall Street Journal, 40% of restaurants across the country are not closed temporarily, closed for good. A lot of these restaurants
That's just staggering.
Yeah,
I don't know how many businesses does that 40% represent? I don't know what the number is, but man, it's just
big
staggering,
number.
Joe.
Big, and you know as well as I do, when you live in a small community, the people that own these restaurants. It's not Olive Garden, right? Mary's Little Deli or Frank's Sandwich Shop, whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But these people, some of these people took that payroll protection money, and some of them are what we call here in California DBA, doing business as, so it's just a couple that doesn't have a corporation or anything like that. Some of them are small corporations. What is the implication of this? When you go into bankruptcy, we've all been led to believe in bankruptcy, you cannot write off taxes.
Well, and that is the common belief, Joe, but that is mostly incorrect. And in fact, in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, I got two chapters in that book that talk very specifically about taxes and bankruptcy. The best kept legal secret in the country is the fact that federal income tax liabilities can be discharged in bankruptcy under certain circumstances. So you can get bankruptcy relief. First of all, who wants to file bankruptcy to get relief from taxes? Who wants to file bankruptcy for any reason? You certainly don't want to do it. But Joe, you remember as well as I do the wave of bankruptcies that hit the country between 2008 and about 2012 or so.
Yep.
There were 5 or 6 million individual bankruptcies every single year during that period of time as a result of the real estate crash. Now,
yep.
You know, this is far worse than that. I promise you there weren't 40% of the restaurants in the country that went out of business during that period of time. That didn't happen.
No.
And so we've just got massive problems here that are going to trickle down for years and years to come. And so the good news is, there is some good news here. Let me just speak to it for a second. First of all, you know, anytime you've got a delinquent tax liability, you owe the money to the IRS that you can't pay. There is a negotiation program that the IRS offers. It's called an offer and compromise, and it's the program where it allows you to go in there and say, "Look, guys, I owe you $10,000, or let's just be more realistic. I owe you $50,000. There's no way I can pay the $50,000, but I can pay, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever the number is based on your income, expenses, and assets and liabilities." The IRS regularly negotiates settlements for folks who can demonstrate that they can't pay the tax. That's something that's been going on for every year that I've been in this business, which is over 40 years. And under the COVID situation, Joe, we've got people in the IRS that are willing to listen to circumstances and be considerate of these circumstances, and we're getting deals all the time.
Interesting.
All right, so that is the good news. The other good news I touched on already, and that is federal income tax liability can be discharged in bankruptcy, but that depends on a number of timing factors. It can get a bit confusing, but the fact is, in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, I lay it all out for you step by step so you can clearly see the circumstances under which a person could qualify to get rid of taxes in bankruptcy.
You know, we're hitting up against it. I want to talk to you about two other things. There's, I hear commercials, I hear other guys in the tax world talk about the uncollectible debt or whatever it is that the IRS, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, though, because I'm going to screw it up. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more Dan Pillow when we come back.
You know, Dan is, he did write the book on, you know, tax relief, if you would. And if you head over to Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com, he's got plenty of books there. Grab any one of them. Because not only do you get your free consultation, but you will get a boatload of information for short money, as I say in my world. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. I just so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And we're going to be talking more about this tax. You got to get up ahead of this. You can't freak out when it's time to file, which is what some of you have done. Take a listen. We're back at it again. I got Dan Pillow on the line with me. And as far as I'm concerned, he is the tax man. He is the man. And one of these days, I keep threatening to do it. We're going to do a show around, we're going to do the whole hour around an incident that happened with me and how Dan helped me walk through it. And I got my hair a little grayer at the time, but he got me through it. And it's trusting the people that you know, trusting the people that really do know what they're doing. You know, you hear commercials, and I'm not disparaging anybody else on the network, but you hear commercials all the time about this kind of thing. But I got to tell you, read Dan's books, grab his stuff online. It's taxhelponline.com, and you'll see the common sense approach that he takes. And again, the approach that he takes, as far as I'm concerned, once you start to understand it, is a very simple approach using their own rules, their own procedures and processes against them. Dan, always a pleasure to have you with me.
And it's always a pleasure to be with you, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right. So, you know, we're talking about again, we've all been taught that in bankruptcy, you cannot discharge. Well, it's the two things. You can't discharge taxes, and you can't discharge, the college debt that you may have amassed.
Now that's a real thing. Student loan debt being dischargeable in bankruptcy is like a unicorn. You know, there's a rule that says you can do it, but it's like the unicorn, man. You just show me a case where it's actually happened, and then I'll believe you.
That's right.
But with taxes and bankruptcy, that's different, man. We've discharged tens of millions of dollars in tax debt in bankruptcy over the years. It is absolutely a real thing.
So a few friends of mine in small business and others had been told to or were looking at, a couple things. One is with business taxes and or payroll taxes, there is is it uncollectible debt where they put it on hold or explain that to me.
What you're referring to, Joe, is uncollectible status, or what the IRS refers to as currently not collectible. And let me tell you how that applies. It can apply to any delinquent taxpayer. So if you're an individual with your own 1040 income taxes, it can apply to you. If you're a business with employment tax liabilities, it can apply in that situation as well. And here's what it means very simply. Is if your income and expenses are such that you cannot pay the IRS any money. But let me just give you a hypothetical. Suppose you owe the IRS 50 grand, they're in your face for the money. You go into them and you say, look, guys, and by the way, in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, I got a chapter in there. There's actually two chapters in there that walk you right through doing this, all right, to show you step by step exactly how to do it. But you go into the IRS and you say, look, boys, I've got $5,000 a month coming into the household. Right, my necessary living expenses eat up all of that income. By the time I pay my current taxes on the $5,000 worth of income, by the time I pay my mortgage or rent payment, the car payment, all the insurance, the medical insurance, food, clothing, miscellaneous, all that stuff, by the time I pay all my necessary living expenses, I don't have any money left over at the end of the month. I can't pay you a dime. In that situation, Joe, when you can support the claim that all income is used to pay necessary living expenses, the IRS will freeze the collection account. They push the hold button on the delinquent account. As long as you pay your current taxes going forward, in other words, you don't make matters worse every month by continuing to not pay, as long as you're current going forward, they will push the hold button on the delinquencies and not expect any money on the delinquencies. And in fact, this is a very, very important rule to understand when you're trying to get your delinquent situation resolved. This is Pillow's first rule of tax debt management, Joe. This is just fundamentally important for people to understand this who are dealing with delinquent taxes. Pillow's first rule of tax debt management is this. If you've got money to pay the current taxes or money to pay the back taxes, but not both, never pay the back taxes. Never pay the back taxes. Use all your resources to get current and stay current and get yourself on uncollectible status for the delinquency so you don't continue to make matters worse. All right, so that accomplishes two things. Number one, we stop the bleeding, right? So you don't make matters worse. But then secondly, when you are current with your current tax payments, the IRS will play ball with you on the delinquencies. But if you're not current, I don't care if you owe them $100, Joe, they're not going to settle for a penny less than $100 if you're not current. If you owe them $1 million, if you are current, they will negotiate the delinquency.
What's that? I'm going to take a little, what they used to call a sidebar here with you. Why would the IRS want to deal with you when they've been around for 100 years? They're going to be around when you're gone. They can grab something of yours when you pass away. What's the incentive for them to do this? I mean,
that's a darn good question. Why wouldn't they just chase you for the rest of your life and sit around and pick the bones after you're dead? You know, why wouldn't they just do that? Well, there's two answers to the question. One answer we already alluded to, and that is federal tax liabilities can be discharged in bankruptcy. And even though most people don't know that, the IRS knows that. The IRS insolvency knows that. And they know that if a person listens to Dan Pilla and learns that, then if they don't negotiate, then the IRS might end up with nothing if that person goes into a bankruptcy. That's number one.
Interesting.
Secondly, Joe, they can't chase you for the rest of your life. Probably the greatest misconception about IRS law is that once is this misconception that once you owe the IRS money, they can chase you for the rest of your life and sit around at the graveside and pick the bones. Like I said, they can't do that. Right? There's such a thing as a collection statute of limitations. The IRS only has so much time to collect the tax. Once that liability is assessed, they only have 10 years to collect it. If they can't collect within 10 years, they can't collect. So if you've got a situation, Joe, where a taxpayer has got little or no assets, his income and expenses are such that he can pay very little on the delinquency as long as he stays current going forward, and the clock is running on the collection statute and they're running out of time, guess what? They want to play ball.
Well, what about that thing you talked about where they put it on pause? Does that stop the time?
No, it doesn't. That's the beauty of it. If you get yourself on currently uncollectible, what we call CNC status. We call it CNC in the trade, Joe. Currently not collectible. If the clock ticks.
Interesting.
The clock to this collection statute keeps ticking.
Interesting. Very, very. You know, these are all things that, and again, people, if you're paying attention, okay, these are all things that, from a common knowledge standpoint, have just been dispelled for you. So, and one of the things we were talking about during the break, we only have a few minutes left, but one of the things that I threw at you was that the IRS right now, if you want to make a deal, now's the time to buy one of Dan's books. Dan, when they buy a book for you, they get a 10, I don't want to speak for you, but they get like a 10 or 15 minute consultation, do they not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anybody who buys a book from us off my website, Joe, you got to buy the book off the website so that we know you bought the book from us.
Right.
You will get a free 15-minute phone consultation directly with me personally, right over the phone by appointment. So I know you're calling. We got the time carved out for you specifically, and then we can start to get our arms around your situation.
Yeah.
So any book qualifies. Doesn't matter which one. We've been talking about how to get tax amnesty, but on my website we've got six or seven or eight books, whatever it is. Any book qualifies.
Well, and the reason I bring this up is first and foremost, you want to talk about value. You're getting so much more for the few dollars you're spending for the book. I can tell you that from personal experience, people, and others that have used Dan that say the same thing. But right now, the IRS, for lack of a better term, the IRS is understaffed or under-resourced, if you want. And now's the time. If you owe money, if you got something going on, they want to get this stuff gone. Mary wants to get these boxes out of her living room because that's what they're working on. They're working out of their homes in most cases. I have to know for a fact that the agents in L.A. are all working out of their houses. They can't leave their houses. They got masks. This is a pain in the butt for them to do this. They want it off the floor. So, Dan, this is a great time. Am I wrong? This is a great time to try to negotiate your tax thing and get it gone, right?
Well, it's good news and bad news, Joe. The good news is that the COVID situation most definitely has caused the IRS to look differently at these cases than they otherwise might. Any COVID situation is going to help you tremendously in your negotiations. No question about that. The other part of the problem, however, is what you just said. They're working from home. They're not answering their mail as promptly as they should. There are millions of letters behind in their mail rooms. About three quarters of the staff is working from home. So it is taking a lot longer to get stuff done.
Well, I would have to say we're up against it, but people, taxhelponline.com, get one of his books, avoid the gray hair, and get information that will actually help you move through this. Because, Dan, and I'm not just saying this because, I think you and I have built a relationship, but Dan's one of the few guys in this business you talk to. He's telling you the truth. He says it in plain, simple English, sixth grade level that I can. And if I can understand it, you people should be able to get this. It's not a problem. And I have learned through Dan that the IRS is not the behemoth, not the kraken that you think they are. That you can actually maneuver, I will even say outmaneuver them from within their own guidelines with Dan's help. And I've been extremely impressed with what he's done. And the fact that he's an honest guy, he's a man of integrity, and there's not many of those. He doesn't have to say it, I'll say it. There's not many of those in this tax business. I hear the commercials. I hear some of the horror stories. I can tell you from personal experience, Dan is not like that. And Dan, God bless. I really appreciate the work that you're doing for other people, doing for me. And the fact that you're willing to talk about it. A lot of guys won't even talk about this. They want you to go pay their fee or whatever it is that they're hawking, and that's the only way they'll give you info. So thank you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure, Joe, and I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate you having me.
Well, got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. I mean, seriously, people, you still got to get informed. You still got to get engaged. Can't afford health care? I can help you with that. We'll be back in a few minutes.